Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hola.
My name is Carla, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, a national public opinion research firm. And I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problem facing our nation, state, and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Erica Calderon Plaza?
Yes, who is this? Who's calling me?
Well, my name is Carter, and we're calling you from a public opinion research firm. And this is just like ask you a couple of questions for our firm.
Okay.
Very good. Let me then select that I'm speaking with you. Just one second. And first of all, are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Yes.
Great. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in this Democratic primary election for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local office in June of 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Would you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or don't you think you will vote?
No, I will vote.
Okay. What is your race? White, black, Hispanic, Asian?
Panic.
Hispanic, thank you. And from which country or territory does your family trace your heritage?
What do you mean, the background?
Yes, like if, like for example, Cuba, Mexico, Puerto Rico, Guatemala,
Oh,
or your family.
well, from, Ecuador.
Ecuador. Oh, thank you so much for that. Very good. Let me just type that in here. Thank you so much for staying with me. And what language do you primarily speak in your home? Always English, more English than Spanish, Spanish and English equally, or more Spanish than English?
Both,
Always just,
both.
Both. Okay.
Both.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
No,
And what year were you born?
don't want to give you that information.
All right, no problem. We can leave that as blank. All right, I'd like to rate your feeling towards some people using an escalate of 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling, 100 a very warm, favorable feeling, and 50 it's like neutral. And you can use any number from 0 to 100. The higher number, the warmer you're feeling. So if your opinion is no opinion or have never heard of them, just say, I have never heard of them. All right? So would you say you are unable to give an opinion or have you never heard of Rob Menendez?
Opinion.
Never heard. Okay. How about Bob
Opinion. I
Menendez?
say I'm gonna give opinion. I can give
Oh,
opinion.
no opinion. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. Let me change that. Okay. And how about Bob Menendez?
Yeah, the same thing. I will give you opinion.
All right.
So I have to
How
use
about
the zero. I have to use from 0 to 100, right? That's what you say?
Exactly. If you have a
100
feeling,
means
a word.
that I know that I heard and I know them, right? Like I've been reading about them. So like a
Exactly,
hundred.
exactly. And then you can
Yeah, a
provide an
hundred.
opinion and you feel
We're
very
both within
warm.
100.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. So let me change that in here. And how about Rabi Bala?
No, I never heard.
Okay. Andy Kim?
No.
No, okay. Tammy Murphy?
Yes, 100.
100, okay. Excellent. Joe Biden?
100.
Okay. Phil Murphy?
100.
Steve Fulop?
No.
Okay.
Never
Never
heard.
heard. Okay. Very good. Let's move on then. Thank you. And when you hear the name Rob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
A Democrat.
Okay. Very good. Will you say you approve or disapprove of the job Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress? You strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove, or there's unsure no opinion or do not want to answer?
What was the question again?
Would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress?
Approve.
Approve, okay. And if the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Patricia Campos Medina, Andy Kim, Bob Menendez, and Tammy Murphy, for whom would you vote?
For Menendez and Murphy.
Menendez and Murphy, okay. Very good. And if the Democratic primary election of Congress were held today and the candidates were Ravi Bala, Rob Menendez, and Kylie Jacey, for whom would you vote?
Menendez.
Menendez, perfect, thank you. And if the last few months have you heard a lot, some not too much or nothing at all, about U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
Yes.
A lot?
Yeah, a lot.
Or, okay. Very good. How closely would you say you are following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Very closely, somewhat closely, not too closely, or not closely at all?
Or what? I didn't hear the question.
Yes. How closely would you say you are following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
Not sure about that question.
Okay. Don't worry. All right. Let me just move on to the next screen. We are halfway, so thank you so much for your patience. So please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez. All right. So we have, for example, strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree, unsure, neither agree or nor disagree, or don't know or refuse. Those are the answers for the following statements. In this country, you are innocent until proven guilty. Senator Bob Menendez has not been convicted or anything, and Congressman Rob Menendez hasn't been accused of any crimes.
I think the story agrees.
I strongly agree. Okay. Very good. The son should not have to pay for the sins of the father, and people should judge Congressman Rob Menendez based on his record, not on the actions of Senator Bob Menendez.
So the son has not to pay what?
For father's sin. What the father has done has nothing to do with the son. Do you agree, disagree somehow?
Disagree. Every person has his own thing.
Okay.
Disagree.
Very good. All right. Congressman Bob Menendez is only in Congress because he's Senator Bob Menendez's son?
Can you give me a moment? Because I'm busy right now. How long is going to stay this?
Well, right now we are 51% of the questions.
Okay, but I mean, I gotta go. So, can we do it another time?
Yes, I can. I can definitely reach you back. That's not a problem.
Okay,
I'm gonna set up the call back. Okay. Thank you so much, and enjoy your day.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.